about quark gluon plasma?
That's bad. That's bad for physics. The cosmic microwave background, the leftover radiation from the Big Bang.
But you would like something more that you could bring to people, saying that this is very valuable and tangible stuff.
And we had very good reason to hope that we could detect it by now in an underground laboratory.
Deep beneath the Earth's surface, in a colossal machine spanning 27 kilometers, physicists from around the world are unraveling the secrets of the universe. Or are they? The Large Hadron Collider, located at the European Organization for Nuclear Research, has been smashing particles together at incredible speeds, searching for the elusive God particle and exploring the mysteries of the cosmos. Where does the Higgs boson come from? The discovery of the Higgs boson particle at CERN's Large Hadron Collider, LHC, in 2012 has raised many questions about its origins and properties. The Higgs boson, which is responsible for generating the masses of elementary particles, should have a mass that is many orders of magnitude larger than observed. This paradox, called the electroweak hierarchy problem, has led physicists to come up with various explanations, including the possibility that the Higgs boson is made of more basic entities held together by very strong forces, or that space-time possesses additional supermetric dimensions. The path ahead will be guided by data, including larger samples of Higgs bosons to be collected by ATLAS and CMS at CERN's LHC, and experiments at a dedicated Higgs factory proposed to follow the LHC. 2023 CERN updates. Should we worry? On 13th February 2023, LINAC 4 began beam commissioning. Followed by operation on the 17th of February, this linear accelerator is responsible for supplying protons to the entire accelerator chain, and it consists of a hydrogen ion source and several accelerating structures called radio frequency cavities that forward the ions to the proton synchrotron booster, PSB. During the YETS, the LINAC 4 source was upgraded to allow a 30% increase in the peak current of the beam. On the 3rd of March, the PSB started beam commissioning, and on the 10th of March, the Proton Synchrotron PS began its 2023 operation, supplying proton beams to various experiments. During the YETS, the beam lines between the PS and SPS underwent upgrades to make beam transfer more efficient. The transfer process had previously resulted in beam loss, but the introduction of multi-turn extraction in 2016 had improved the process. For 2023, this method was further improved with the introduction of barrier buckets to prevent beam loss and improve the efficiency of the whole complex. On the 17th of March, the SPS began beam commissioning, and adjusting and preparing this accelerator for physics was the final step before proton beams could circulate in the LHC again. The SPS was also upgraded for 2023, including the replacement of the kicker magnets and the upgrading of four modules to reduce heat deposition by high-intensity beams. The entire process of restarting the machines was complex and involved many people across multiple groups at CERN. The LHC restart was different every year due to the continuous machine upgrades, and at every stage of the restart, each individual machine needed to be adjusted to make the physics run as efficient and productive as possible. After a commissioning period, collisions in the LHC were expected to commence on 22nd of April, supplying its experiment with more efficiency and higher beam intensity than ever before. Here is what American theoretical physicists Sean Carroll and Joe Rogan had to say about it.
I think the same thing is true with quantum mechanics. Like, there's a buttload of books about quantum mechanics on the market. Like, there's no shortage of books about quantum mechanics, but they're mostly with this spirit of, isn't this bizarre? Isn't this weird? We'll never understand it. And I think that many, many people who grew up to be physicists, this is what they're doing when they're 12 years old. They're reading these books, right? And so I wanted to write a book which said, like, actually, we could maybe understand this if we just tried. It's not ineffably mysterious. Let's you know, be embarrassed that the field of physics has not put its effort into it and make an effort here. And so maybe that will... So that's what my, you know, most ambitious hope for a book like this is, that 20 years from now, there'll be a flood of young physicists who think this is really interesting.
Could the Large Hadron Collider destroy humanity? Since its establishment in 1954, CERN has been smashing particles together at incredible speeds using colossal machines like the Large Hadron Collider, and particle detectors to record the results. It's a thrilling and awe-inspiring journey in search of new particles that can help explain how the universe works. The atom, once thought to be the smallest particle in the world, was broken down into nucleus and electrons, which was in turn broken down into protons and neutrons. Quarks and W bosons were discovered. Antiparticles with a reverse charge of usual particles were finally recorded. The antimatter evidence everywhere in the universe when stars explode or asteroids collide was harnessed in a lab and used in brain scans. Small particles led to big successes, and Nobel Prizes were won. However, CERN is not demonic or some sort of sorcery, yet many people today believe the particle collision is the work of the devil. Back in 2008, when the Large Hadron Collider was first powered up in September, there were widespread concerns that it might create a black hole, causing panic among some scientists. Physicist Francesco Calogero even wrote an essay in 2000 titled, "Might a Laboratory Experiment Destroy Planet Earth?" to explore this possibility. However, this kind of hype is nothing new. For years, people have been worried about the potential catastrophic consequences of this massive particle accelerator. Despite all the fears, however, nothing disastrous has happened. In fact, the Large Hadron Collider has achieved some truly remarkable feats since then.
It's just so hard to make progress under these circumstances. And meanwhile, we have big, cool ideas like string theory that are hard to connect to the real world. So this is the last third of the book to me is, you know, again, like I have my favorite ideas, but there's a bigger picture about what kinds of ideas we should pursue and how we should pursue them. So the last third of the book is maybe we need to understand quantum mechanics to better understand quantum gravity and the theory of everything. You know, like how should we expect to understand quantum gravity if we don't understand quantum mechanics?
On July 5th, 2022, physicists in Meyrin, Switzerland, announced a groundbreaking discovery. They had identified three exotic particles that had never been seen before in science, thanks to the immense power of the Large Hadron Collider. In fact, some scientists have proposed that any mini black holes created by the LHC would simply drift around without causing any harm, as they would only bind matter gravitationally without absorbing it. In other words, mini black holes drift around without bothering anyone. So it seems that these fears are unfounded, and any black holes created would have been harmless. The disappointing part about the Large Hadron Collider. However, while the discovery of the Higgs boson was undoubtedly a significant achievement, it left many scientists and enthusiasts feeling somewhat underwhelmed. After all the hype and anticipation, the answer it provided to an obscure question about matter was not quite the revelatory breakthrough that many had hoped for.
So there's a million things we learn about, you know, like for the gravitational waves, for measuring the Higgs boson. We pin down numbers. We measure the cosmic microwave background, the leftover radiation from the Big Bang.
But you would like something more that you could bring to people, saying that this is very valuable and tangible stuff.
Well, not just that. I wanted to make progress, right? So we had good reason to think that there should be a bunch of other particles that you discover at the Large Hadron Collider, and they weren't there. Meanwhile, we have very good reason to think that 25% of the matter in the universe is dark matter, 25% of the energy in the universe, and we had very good reason to hope that we could detect it by now in an underground laboratory, and we haven't.
Erez Etzion, a theoretical physicist, believed it might advance our understanding of other dimensions. Other physicists hope it would unlock the secrets of dark matter. To quote a former physicist and researcher at Frankfurt Institute of Advanced Studies, "To be honest, it's a little disappointing." The Large Hadron Collider was eventually taken offline for upgrades in 2018, and according to CERN, the upgrade was to last for 2 years. The return of the LHC. The Large Hadron Collider, LHC, is one of the most complex scientific experiments ever devised. It's a 27-kilometer ring of superconducting magnets, located underground at CERN, the European Organization for Nuclear Research, near Geneva, Switzerland. The return of the LHC brings both speculative possibilities and tangible scientific advancements. On the speculative side, some scientists have suggested that the LHC could help unlock the secrets of dark matter, which makes up 85% of the universe's matter but has yet to be directly observed. If the LHC can help scientists better understand dark matter, it could have profound implications for our understanding of the universe and could potentially lead to new technologies that harness its power. In addition to its potential impact on our understanding of the universe, the LHC also has practical applications. For example, the LHC's research on the Higgs boson could lead to new technologies that improve medical imaging and cancer treatment. The LHC's experiments could also have important implications for energy production and storage, as well as for materials science. Thanks for watching this video. If you enjoyed it, don't forget to give it a thumbs up and subscribe to our channel for more exciting content. Also, be sure to hit that notification bell so you never miss a video. If you have any comments, feel free to leave them down below. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks again for watching, and we'll see you in the next video.